Hi, my love. So I am jumping on for this audio. I really want to get to some nitty gritties. Okay. So what was coming through? First off, I want you to imagine a peach. Okay. A peach or a nectarine. We all know that a peach or a nectarine has a hard, strong stone in the middle. It's seed. Yeah. And then on the outside, we have the soft flesh. The juicy, soft flesh. Now, this is the absolute perfect analogy for a aligned, rich, sexy and free woman, a woman who has fully connected to her stability on the inside. Instead of thinking of it as like, oh, cold as stone, it's not. It's a seed inside a nectarine is, or peach, is very alive. It's got the full creative force of life inside of it, ready to plant the new thing. So to think of it as something that is firm and strong and stable, but outside everything else is soft and juicy. And that is the perfect balance of the masculine and feminine. The inside being firm and strong and stable, and the rest of you, your body, your nervous system, being able to be soft and juicy. And it's the soft and juicy outside that allows you to be receiving more. And it's the inside that allows you to stay stable in your power, no matter what the situations that you're in, who you're in. And I know this came to the forefront. So I want you to understand the difference between a situation where you go, oh, I got triggered and I'm aware. Okay. Now, as you've heard me say before, triggering, that word has such a negative connotation. It's not. It's a mirroring for you to go, oh, look, I'm having a reaction to this and I'm the one who's shifting. Yeah, I'm seeing something happening that's come into my world and I'm now reacting. And it's my reaction is the thing that I need to look at. So if in an environment where you suddenly find yourself reacting and you're shrinking or wobbling or shifting from your stability, then it's an opportunity to look at your seed inside of you. Now, the trick to this, of course, is the seed is your I am presence, which is why I've been banging on so much about listening over and over again to the I am affirmation series. Okay. It's about you really getting to that place of going, it's okay to accept and know this I am presence inside of you. So I want you to explore and play with yourself, literally with your body, for you to allow to bring out more of your I am. So there's two parts to this. It's the bringing out more of your I am and being aware that it's okay to be strong and stable. So there's the checking out for yourself. How am I responding? What does this say to me about? Am I allowed to be strong and stable in myself? Am I allowed to be big? You know, because when we're strong and stable, we're present. That's what it means. When we're strong and stable and we allow ourselves to be like a ripe, juicy peach, we're attractive. We all know how like a ripe, juicy peach looks. Yeah, yummy, tasty. It's inviting. It is the purity of the feminine. It's attractive. It smells good. It tastes good. You know what it's going to be like. And yet you know that this is very strong core to it. Okay, and that the fruit grows around it. Now, for a woman, for you, for us, for this divine I am presence is the God aspect inside of you, the God factor, the masculine, divine masculine inside of you. And it's how you are allowing that to grow and expand and hold you on the inside. When it's fully present into your body, which it isn't at the moment, you can recognize if you're wobbling, if you're retreating, if you fall into old patterns, you're still, there's a dysregulation, but I want you to understand it is not because you are in trauma. It is because you just haven't fully allowed the I am presence to come forward. So what you're going to do is I want you to play this week very much A, with the awareness, checking out your response and being really in observer mode, using the I am. Okay, so the I am, as you heard me say on the series, I am is the clear activation of the divine presence in you. I am. It is the ultimate. So when you are in full alignment with your inner self, when your God factor, with your divine self, yeah, your full power, you will literally find yourself just going, I am. I'm not, I am something.
or I'm becoming something, as we do in the affirmations of I am supported and all of those. It simply is, I am. I am. Yeah. And you can feel it roll the way down to your feet and all the way to the top of your head and all the way around. It's like, I am. I just am. And when you feel that security, you're like, oh, I just am. It doesn't matter what this other person's doing or this person's doing or what's going on. I am. And from that state, you know that everything works out. Everything's resolving everything. You know the answers to everything. You're a fucking goddess. Yeah. You're in full juicy, fruity goddess mode. Yeah. So, I'm going to invite you to practice, and we are going to be doing the hot seat this week. So I'm going to invite you to practice and then bring any awarenesses this week to the hot seat. Okay, so any awarenesses or any check-ins or anything you want to tweak, bring it to the hot seat. That's your challenge this week. So placing your hands on your heart, sit for a moment and really go into the I am and listen to your body, because at first you're going to hear all the things that are in the way of you being in the I am. All right, so you're going to hear things like depending on, and what you're going to do is you're going to go heart, placing hands on heart, then placing hands on solar plexus second, and then placing hands on sacral, on belly. These three are the main points, and every point that you do it, you sit into it and go I am, and you might need to say it a few times, I am, and then on your heart you might hear I am sad, I am angry, I am happy, I am supported, I am safe. You might hear any variation until it gets to the point where everything has felt secure and it feels clear, and it just gets to a point where it goes, I am. It means that the I am presence is fully locked into that part of you. Then come down to your solar plexus and do the same again. Now you're most likely to find that you've got restrictions there. So again, spend time there. I am. Until it clears. And again, it may be, might find yourself grieving, you might be angry, you might be disappointed, or you might go, I am supported, I am safe, I am trusting, I am good. Yeah. So you might find it's all about how much surface level is between the depth between, if you imagine that seed on the inside expanding, if it's come right to the to its activation point where it's like, oh, I've met the juiciness, yeah, I've met the flesh, there won't be anything in the way. It's fully locked in into your body. But if there's surface crap, like on a pond, then you're going to hear these things. Don't get locked into them, just feel them, let them pass through, say them, give them a voice until it becomes something that feels positive, and then keep saying it until literally it becomes just I am. Now the next thing is to then do your sacral. Repeat again until it all clears, and then return and just go to your heart again, to your solar plexus again, and to your sacral, until you can go all the way up and down, repeating that cycle until it just goes, I am. Now, I would recommend doing this before bed, every night. I'd recommend doing it every night. And then just using in the morning the I am. Just using it, feeling it, putting your feet on the floor, touching your body. Now, you may find the first few times you do this, there's some clearing, but that's okay. We want to get rid of the debris, don't we? But the more that you use this, the more that you will feel and locked into your I am, the more stable you will feel. The more you will observe either that you're less reactive to other people and situations, that you feel more secure, that you are able to move through your day, people don't impact you so much, yeah? How much maybe your body is softening and you're able to flow, you might see that you're manifesting better. And also, you might be able to observe, like, oh, that would have made me shrink, yeah? We all have different reactions. Usually shrinking is a big sign of that, like you might shrink on the inside or you might want to run away in your behaviour, those sort of things. Those are trauma responses or behavioural responses that you've done for survival before. But it's like, oh, I don't need to do that. So your practice is to do that. This is a really big, deep, wonderful, juicy, but fast thing that's going to make a shift for you, a massive shift, all right? And you're at the point, I want you to let yourself off. This isn't like, you're not healing trauma. This is literally clearing anything that's been in the way. So this is going to bring you a quantum leap. It's the best way of understanding it, a quantum leap. And I want you to really understand and think about and visualize that peach, Yeah. Your job is to how well can I hold that beautiful seed inside of my belly, my torso, all the way down to the bottom. That seed inside of me that is the seed of creation, the seed of life inside of me. Yeah. How well can I hold that? And then let the rest of me be the juicy flesh. Yeah. Be the juicy that I feel safe and secure because I trust this seed inside of me so I can be the juicy flesh, yeah, of the peach. Oh, so exciting. I so look forward to hearing from you, seeing how this responds. The art form in this is for you to practice and observe. Practice and observe. It's not going to take long. And think about what this is going to change for you. It's just going to clear up some stuff around the masculine. It's going to clear up stuff about God. It's going to clear up stuff. But it's really about being stable in yourself. Totally stable in yourself. And there's no failing in observing of going, oh, no, I've wobbled here. Oh, I've reacted there. It's like, nope. But you're not trying to resolve it by your head. You understand, and that's the key bit. I want you to understand that this is something energetic in your body. So holding that visual of the peach, of the stone, of the, you know, the seed will help you to get out of your head and into your body, trusting your body. Ah, oh, okay, there's I've hidden my seed again. I need to bring the seed to the forefront. Yeah, I need to bring the seed so it fully locks into the flesh. When you hide it away, the more disconnected you are from the seed, the more wobbly you feel. All right. So we want to have that kind of security. So I'm really excited to hear how this reacts for you, what comes up, and I really look forward to the hot seat on Thursday this week. All right, take care, bye.